The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Hey everybody, welcome to Shark Snapshot. This is your host, Charanbir Mahal from INDTV USA. You can also listen to our show on the Sharks Audio Network. Just go to the Sharks app and click on the audio tab. Well, the San Jose Sharks had their season opener a couple of days ago against the Blues right here at the SAP Center. It was a sold out crowd, great ambience, and the fans were pretty happy about that game, especially since there were lots of firsts in that game. Macklin played his first NHL game. He's the number one overall draft pick from this offseason. And Will Smith also debuted his NHL game, and so did Coach Roy. So a lot of excitement was here in the last game, and Macklin opened up the scoring off the game with a pretty interesting goal where he tried to center the puck to Eklund and it went off one of the defenders into the net. But nonetheless, he had a goal and assist in that game. The Sharks were leading in the third period 4-1. But then, very anti-climax, they gave up three goals in that third period. Blues tied it. And in the overtime, just 45 seconds into overtime, Shen scored, and Sharks opened up the season at home with a 5-4 OT loss. So, of course, some of the fans were stunned, but it seemed like the Sharks fans just can't catch a break. It was a great day overall, even though the Sharks lost, didn't feel all that bad. But tonight, the big news tonight is that Macklin is injured. He has a lower body injury. Not sure how serious that is, but it seems like he's going to be out for a few games. Now, in the last game, he played all the way for the full regulation, but he also played in overtime, and he also came out in the locker room for media interviews. So it seemed like it's probably nothing too serious, but nonetheless, a lot of fans are probably here, basically came here to this game to see Macklin play. Well, that's not going to happen tonight. So that brings some of the changes for tonight's matchup as the San Jose Sharks are taking on the Anaheim Ducks. The standing at this point really doesn't make a whole lot of sense. Of course, San Jose Sharks had finished the season at the bottom, so every team we take on this season was better than us, at least in the last season. Now with that, so for the starting lineup on the top line tonight, with Macklin being out, is going to be William Eklund, Mikael Granlund with Tyler Toffoli. And on the second line is Wennberg. He's moved up into that spot with Will Smith and Fabian Zetterlund. And on the third line is Lou Cunning with Ty Dellandrea. Dellandrea was moved up from the fourth line with Barclay Goodrow. On the fourth line, so a couple of people are in the lineup today, and that's Carl Grundstrom, centered with Nico Sturm, and on the right is Klim Kostin. So Kostin and Carl both get a shot today. Now, defense-wise, everything is same as in the last game. It's Wallman with Cody Ceci, Mario Ferraro with Jan Ruta, and Henry Thrun with Matt Benning. In the net, there is a change. McKenzie gets a night off tonight, and it's going to be Vitek Vanecek in the net. But it's going to be an exciting matchup nonetheless. There's still a lot of exciting things happening in the Sharks lineup today. So let's go to the fans and see what they think. First of all, what do you thought of the one game that the Sharks played so far a couple of days ago?
They had so much more energy. It's great to see them playing for each other and for the fan base again. I'm loving the energy and the speed on the ice.
Were you a little bit concerned at all where we gave up those four unanswered goals to lose a game we pretty much had in the third?
No, I think going into the third, they were a little bit more tired. The first two periods, they really showed quite a bit of energy. I see a lot of improvement going forward. They just got to work on their stamina, and then we're going to be golden the rest of the season.
Well, that sounds very good. So you agree with some of what she's saying?
Absolutely. It looked great.
And what was your favorite part of the game?
Oh, come on. Celebrini's goal. It was amazing, the spin. Oh, the pass was wonderful. Yeah, yeah.
So what do you think about the Sharks this season? How do you think they're going to be looking?
I'm optimistic, man. You know, every year, it doesn't matter. It's my team. Hope for the best.
Now, is it starting to feel maybe we've seen the worst of it? You know, that's behind us and it's, you know, same or up here?
I'm also a Raider fan, so I already know what that's like. So see this right here? That's what it's all about. My team. All my teams, that's all that matters. It doesn't care. I don't care. It's what it is. And you know what? Pray for the best.
Do you think Sharks going to win today against the Ducks?
I think so.
Any prediction on the score?
No, no prediction on the score. All I want is our rookie, Macklin Celebrini, to come out and give us a good season this year.
That sounds good. Now, are you concerned at all he's injured? He's not playing today?
I had no idea he wasn't playing today. Man, well, that's a bummer.
Did I bring you down so fast?
A little bit, but you know what? It's all right, though. You know what? Like I said, bro, Raiders, Warriors, A's, Sharks all day long. Bay Area, bro. That's where I was born.
Now, the positive thing about Macklin shouldn't be too serious, right? He played the whole game last game. He played in the overtime.
Well, you saw he scored, right? You saw he scored.
He assist, so he should be back soon, right? He's a young kid.
Fastest rookie ever to score a goal. You got to be happy about that, right? Let's go Sharks, Raider A-Rod, bro.
So what do you think about the matchup for the Ducks here?
I'm excited. I think I was actually here on Thursday watching for opening night, and the Sharks are good this year, it looks like. So it's a complete 180 from last season, you know, two of the lower teams in the league, so it'd be interesting to see how they match up this year.
I'm a little surprised you're wearing the Ducks jersey, but it seems like you're a Sharks fan.
I'm both.
In Ducks clothing.
Yeah, I was born in Anaheim, so loyal to the Ducks always, but I live in Northern California. I have for most of my life, so I love the Sharks too. So
who do you want to win today?
The Ducks.
I'm going to have to agree with that too. Let's go Ducks. That's why we're here.
Ducks fly together.
They're best.
But you know, Sharks got the energy and it seemed like a great atmosphere. Yeah, they lost last game, but it was close. Yeah. They got a point. I think they're going to win today.
Maybe. We'll see.
That was preseason though.
No, last game was regulation.
Okay. It's a new season.
Yeah.
We're looking to be better this season, so we got to start off with a win.
Any prediction for the score?
I'll say 3-1.
Well, the Sharks started the game off really well tonight. In just first couple of minutes off the first period, they drew a penalty, interference penalty. And on the power play, Granlund basically made this pass with a hard shot from the neutral zone that bounced off the backboards onto the tape of Zetterlund in the right circle. And Zetterlund just cut across in front of the goalie and deked him with a backhanded shot and put it in the net. But upon review, the goal was disallowed due to offside. But then Sharks continued the work. They actually took a couple of penalties, had great penalty kills, only allowed one shot on goal in two of those penalties. And before the period was over, the physicality really picked up in the game for both teams. And just with the seconds left, Frank Vetrano sort of checked Clint Costin, and Costin retaliated with a shove back, but then Frank sort of cross-checked him in the back, which led Costin to punch him in the jaw and dropped him to ice, and both of them went off in the sin bin for cross-checking and roughing. The first period ended with a score at 0, but the Ducks outshot the Sharks 10-8.
Neither team scored in the second period either, but the physicality and the tight checking continued in the second, and it continued to escalate in the third. But nonetheless, at 11 minutes into the third, a mix-up in the Sharks' defense ended up with Lundstrom just skating down in the middle slot wide open, and McGinn got a pass to him from the right board on his tape, and Lundstrom wristed a shot, picked a perfect corner. Nothing the goalie could do on that one, and it ended up being 1-0 Ducks.
Now in his first two games in the NHL, a scoreless one here at the tank as we come up on a little over 9 minutes to go in regulation. Brett Leason for Anaheim. Lundstrom scores! Isaac Lundstrom breaks through and Anaheim leads 1-0.
Well, seconds after that goal, Sharks had a power play opportunity, but they just could not capitalize on it. Actually looked a little sluggish on that power play, but the game continued till the final seconds of the game with the Sharks goalie out of the net. Zegras scored an empty netter goal, delivering a 2-0 loss to the Sharks tonight, and that's the final score.
He'll fire it in. Two Sharks on this side, Toffoli and Zetterlund. Comes towards the net, but it's intercepted by Anaheim. Zegras to the empty net, and he puts it in. Trevor Zegras, that'll be his first of the year, and Anaheim up 2-0.
Vitek Vanecek was excellent in the net tonight. He made 28 saves on 29 shots. He was .966 save percentage.
Vitek, tough loss for you guys tonight, but you know, just looked like you playing that full game, calm the whole way through. How confident did you just feel throughout the whole night, even after that first goal went in?
Yeah, honestly, I felt really good. The team played really good too. You know, we play good offensively and defensively, so they helped me a lot to feel confident.
Did it feel good just, you know, getting back into a regular season game? And yeah, it didn't come out with the right result, but just, you know, feeling like, okay, I got one under my belt. It was a successful game, not only health-wise, but play-wise. How much of a boost is that for you going forward the rest of the season?
For sure. I mean, my last game was February 10, and then now it was the first one, and then it feels good. But like you said, it's lost, and then we have to learn from that and then just keep.
You talked about the team game. Could you see the difference in the team from this game as opposed to the last game that you played, where granted it was preseason, was a lot of shots that you faced?
Yeah, I mean, in the preseason, you have a lot of guys, you know. Now we have the NHL team, so it's more confident. And then like I said, they played really good.
It was encouraging to see, though, that kind of like strong team defense in front of you overall for most of the night.
Yeah, for sure. I mean, there will be always something, but that's why the goalies is there, you know. But like I said, they play really good defensively. They block the shots for me, and then I try to do everything for them too.
It's been kind of a long week of practice. Were you working on anything specifically this week? You know, after, you know, since Monday, I guess.
Oh, just normal. Normal practices, you know, working on the same things, tracking most time.
I think you guys went 5-for-5 on the PK tonight. How did it look to you in front of you?
PK, I mean, it was good. In the second period, we got a little bit stuck in the zone, but except that, you know, like they didn't score, so I think it was a really good job by them.
What's your experience like? Been working with Thomas Spear, just, you know, Blackwood has, McKenzie's put up a lot of high rave reviews. What's your experience been like with him?
You know, he's a really good guy, and then he's seeing small details, what's going on. So it's always nice when he tell me that, and then just working on the small details. So really good guy.
Did you feel like you did those small details well tonight? Do you feel like, you know, some of the things he's preached, you were able to kind of execute good tonight?
Yeah, just trying to remember them, and then just using them, you know, just take care of them. Yeah.
What did you see on the Lundstrom goal?
Yeah, I mean, 3-on-2. That was good shot, but I don't know what to say. It's hard.
Well, Mario Ferraro is always matched up with the top line of all the visiting teams, so tonight was no difference. But Mario had a great effort tonight. He was physical, he got into some scrums, and he was very present on the ice.
Mario, what's your biggest takeaway from tonight?
Thought we played a good game overall.
I thought we were pretty consistent through first, second, and third. Defensively, I thought we tightened things up a lot from the first game of the season. I thought we didn't, you know, it was both ways. Both teams had their chances, but I really thought we did a good job of slowing down their speed in our end. Just got to find a way to score, finish our chances, but I'm pretty proud of our group for today. Obviously, it sucks not getting the win, but, you know, it was, you know, last year our biggest problem was goals against, and we did a good job at preventing that. Now we just got to find a way to score.
What seemed, it seemed like the forecheck was very consistent tonight. Can you just talk about how having a consistent forecheck, how that helps you guys everywhere, in neutral zone and in the D zone?
Yeah, I thought it helped us create some chances offensively. Just getting the pucks back, having the puck on our stick more times throughout the game, especially in the offensive zone. And we found ourselves last year and in the past just a lot of forechecks that turn into, you know, rushes against, just not coming up with the puck. And I think it just speaks to our identity today, how we play, just getting it behind their D and pressing on them. And, you know, we played hard and we earned a lot of pucks back. Now we just got to find a way to finish our chances and sustain that zone time and get some goals. But, I thought the forwards did a really good job of pressing. We had a much better F3 today, which helped our D to be able to gap up. So, you know, forecheck was just going to be a big part of our game and our identity as a team. And I think we did a good job of that tonight.
Coach Warshawski has talked a lot about the breakouts and needing clean breakouts. Look like you guys settled into some of the plays that you guys been working on in practice. Did you feel the breakouts were cleaner tonight than in the first game?
Yeah, I thought it was overall was a pretty good game. Like I thought we were predictable within this locker room. We know what we were going to do. We had a plan going into the game and how we're going to break out pucks against them, and I thought we stuck to that. Obviously, there's times where we messed up and mistakes are made. That's part of hockey. But overall, you know, I think there's a lot of good things that we're going to be able to look at in video. And I think it's just. I think the video after today's game is going to be more of what can we do more to sort of gain a lead or you know, to generate more chances, I guess. Because like I said, I think for the most part it was good. There's just some things we can clean up, but for the most part we played hard. And it's good.
So, Mario, do you think sort of having to kill 10 minutes of penalty made it a little difficult to sort of build the 5-on-5 momentum there?
No, I thought that, you know, our penalty kill was on a roll tonight. I thought we did a really good job. I actually thought it gave us some momentum throughout the game. It's a good change from last year. Obviously, your PK struggled last year, so it's nice to get, you know, this organization. For the 6 years that I've been here, we've usually had a pretty good PK. Last year was kind of the slump year, I thought. And, it's good that we're kind of getting back to that. We got a lot of guys that are buying in, and especially teams is going to be huge. It's good, both power play and penalty kill. I thought the PK was good tonight.
Obviously, different personnel, different coaches on the PK, but what's different about the PK this year?
I don't know. I think we're just motivated to have a good one. A lot of, obviously, Hoods is doing a good job of, you know, keeping us ready and having good pre-scouts throughout preseason, throughout, you know, the beginning of the regular season. So that always goes a long way for us to know what to expect from the opposition. But a lot of what we're doing is not too much different from what we were doing last year. I think we're just motivated to, like I said, we got a lot of guys in this room that take pride in what we do as penalty killers. You know, some guys that may not shine offensively as much, but we take pride on killing a penalty. And I think that's going to go a long way for us this year. I think that we're motivated to have a good one.
There's a lot of physicality along the boards, and you guys, you know, not to say you guys weren't physical last year, but it just looks like there's an extra emphasis on being aggressive along the boards and finishing checks to create some separation. How do you feel that was effective tonight? Looked like along the boards there wasn't much space for the Ducks to move around.
Yeah, I think that's just the character of our team. We're trying to, you know, Warse has done a good job of letting us know who we're, you know, what we're good at and who the type of team he wants us to be, and what's going to make us a good hockey team. And it's those things right there, playing aggressive, playing physical, and your in-your-face mentality. And, I thought, like, tonight we did just that. We just got to try and find a way now to win games in the third. I think it's going to be a challenge for us is to winning games in the third. We got to get that mentality, that belief mentality, you know, go out there and play to win. We've had opportunities in the last couple days or last couple games to get it done. We didn't, but it's something we're going to build on and hopefully start capitalizing.
What's the difference in a game with Macklin and without him?
Well, obviously Mac is, you know, he's a special player. He's gonna help us offensively. He's gonna help, you know, the confidence of the group, everything. You know, he's a good person in the locker room. He's just because he's a young guy, he's still, you know, he leads a charge too. He's got, you know, a battery on him and it's fully charged. So yeah, it's obviously, you know, we're missing a special player in the lineup that can help us. Who knows, he could help this night, but it is what it is. Obviously he's dealing with stuff, so we're gonna do our best to compete every night. Doesn't matter who's in the lineup, you know, whoever's in the lineup, we all know that, you know, the words on the wall, what our identity is as a team, and we're going to stick to that.
Well, Nico Sturm plays center on the fourth line, and he's a very physical guy and really loves hockey, and you can see it in his game. He thought Sharks had a great effort tonight, but at the end of the day, a loss is a loss. So, Nico, did it sort of feel like the whole game, you almost had it?
I thought it was a really good hockey game tonight. I think to watch this, what the NHL is all about, you know, two teams giving it all they got, and, you know, came down to one player, two plays at the end. And yeah, we just got to learn how to win. That's the biggest thing that the takeaway from, you know, not only these last couple of days, but also the last 2 years, is when we were in these situations in the last 2 years, even we haven't learned how to win, you know, hockey games, and we will. I think there were a lot of good things in these first two games, and we're going to stay on the gas pedal and we're going to work hard in practice. But I'm positive, because I thought that we've shown a lot of good things these first two games.
Coach Rosofsky has said he wants the SAP Center to be a place that, yeah, when teams come in, you know, even if you guys lose, it's a hard team to play against, a hard place to play. Did you get the sense that you guys accomplished that tonight?
I think so. I don't think they're going to leave thinking it was an easy game. I thought we battled hard. I think we had almost 30 shots, right? Something that we haven't also accomplished in a long time. We got outshot quite a bit these last 2 years. I thought PK was excellent today. Guys blocking shots, guys skating hard. We had our chances. We had our power play opportunities. We had plenty of chances 5-on-5. But again, we got to learn how to put teams away, and I think we will. Yeah.
Can you talk about just how encouraging the forecheck was tonight? It seemed like that was something that you guys didn't have on a consistent basis last year, but tonight, though, it was consistent.
Yeah, I think it comes down to skating, willingness to skate. Forecheck is the hardest thing to do, because it doesn't always reap an immediate, you know, reward for yourself. You're not always going to get the puck back. You're not always going to get scoring chances, but if you make a position, if you want to make their D turn every single time throughout the 60 minutes and get pucks back, and you go through them and you put them through the boards every single time, like I said, you might not reap the rewards in the first or second period, but as you go further down a stretch of the game, the third period, at some point you will get pucks back, and we have. I think every time we put pucks in behind them, in a smart spot where the goalie can't get it, I think we've gotten the pucks back quite a bit these first two games, and it all comes down to effort. And I think obviously we've had a really hard training camp where skating was kind of the number one priority for the whole group, not just forwards, D-men, everybody, is effort. And I like what I've seen in terms of effort level out of this group so far.
Can you talk about how good forecheck also impacts in all zones? Sure. It makes the neutral zone, makes life in a D-zone easier.
I mean, of course, it's if you want to play with the puck, I think that's the biggest thing. And I thought obviously this last couple of years, other teams were kind of getting out of their zone a little bit too easy. I think especially their D-men, they would make the first touch, they would make the first play, and we wouldn't even be close to their guy, you know. They would go D to D, and then the first guy who made the first pass would jump right by us, and he'd be up in the rush, and they'd have four guys in the rush. And I think it's been pretty effective, but we still have, ways to go and a lot of things to learn.
Encouraged by what you saw from VTech tonight. It's first start, yeah, since February.
Happy for him, really. I think especially for a goalie, it's probably a little bit harder than for a player, because as a goalie, you're always in the spotlight. You know, you can't really hide out there. If you're maybe an injured player, you can maybe shy away from a hit or, you know, kind of get around it a little bit. But I thought he was excellent. I don't know, today, I think he had a really, really good camp. I'm excited because I think we have two really, really good goaltenders if both of them are healthy. And obviously, it's going to be a big backbone for our group.
Well, overall, coach was happy with the way the team played tonight. It was a tight checking game. It was a physical game. There weren't a lot of mistakes, but one mistake that was there, of course, the Ducks capitalized on that one. But also taking five penalties really prevented the Sharks to build a sort of sustained 5-on-5 pressure. Here's coach talking about that.
Ryan, despite the loss, are you encouraged by, you know, perhaps this is the, including preseason, the closest to a 60-minute effort from your guys?
Yeah, for sure. I thought we played pretty well. Did a lot of good things that we've talked about from the start of training camp, from yesterday. So our guys are you know, being paying attention, and they're, you know, starting to execute a little bit more. But in this league, one mistake will cost you a hockey game, so we got to continue to learn.
Can you talk about that mistake, what happened on that goal?
Yeah, we don't want to cross corner dumps, and then we just get caught in the outside with our defensemen.
What did you see from the team on the PK? I mean, 5-for-5. I mean, just looked like there was no momentum gained at all from the Ducks. You guys took all the momentum away from them on the PK and gained some of your own.
Yeah. PK was really good, kept us in the game in crucial moments. You know, in the third period, second period. I mean, whenever we were kind of had some momentum offensively, we would take a penalty, and our penalty kill stepped up. Doug does a great job.
Those penalties, though, like you said, stall some momentum. Like,
yeah, a little bit. You know, like we have them in the offensive zone there, running around a little bit. We have some time in the offensive zone, and then, you know, we're trying to roll our lines and get, you know, some momentum that way. And anytime you take penalties, especially five in a game, is going to slow that pace down.
Between a game with Macklin and without him.
Now that guy's stepped up. You know, obviously he's a really good player, but we're focused on the guys that are on the ice tonight.
You've mentioned many times that you want this place to be a hard place to play against, whether it's the fans and just the way you guys play. Nico said you guys accomplished that tonight. Did you agree? Do you agree with that?
Yeah, I think we did a really good job of that consistently. But we got to win a hockey game.
Yeah.
At the end of the day, we have to win. So that's really it.
Can you talk about just how the forecheck starts that all? It seemed like that was a very consistent forecheck tonight.
Yeah, we want to get on teams, forecheck them, reload above them. I thought we did a good job on our forecheck tonight. We'll go back and look at it, and I'm sure there's some things we can work on in all of our areas, but forecheck was good tonight. I thought Sturmey's line was good on the forecheck for us.
Is that sort of the plan in terms of the players that you acquired? Because a lot of those players that you acquired were very effective on the forecheck tonight.
Yeah, I think we're a team that can skate up front and can get on teams. I think Mike did a good job of bringing in some competitive players and can do those things for sure.
Just seeing the power play tonight.
Thought it was good early. Obviously, the offside kind of took the wind out of our sails there a little bit. And probably our worst one was in the third there when we probably needed to step up the most. So we're going to continue to work on it. And it needs to be a more of a lethal part of our team is when we get the power play, we're on teams. And for the most part, from training camp on, it's been really good. But this is, again, a learning moment for a power play of just when there's times in games we need to step up, we need them to step up.
As goals against, how happy were you about the defense tonight?
Yeah, I thought our D zone was good. It's been really solid, something that we continue to work on. There's obviously things we need to improve on, but I thought we did a good job. You know, we'll look at the scoring chances tomorrow and go from there.
Breakouts have been something that you've really emphasized, wanted to be good. Looked like there were some plays that you guys have really executed in practice, executing a game today. How happy were you with getting the puck out of your
own? Yeah, I thought our breakouts are really good. Again, we got to go back and look in more detail, but again, we talked about some details with our breakouts. That was our next step, and we did that the other day, and it was nice to see that our guys are starting to pick it up. It can always be better and more, you know, cleaner and execute a little bit more. You know, again, that now you transition to the neutral zone, and on the line rush, we got to start, you know, making things happen offensively from it.
Back to that power play in the third, you feel there wasn't just enough player movement, enough puck movement there? What was not working?
Just not moving pucks quick enough, a little perimeter, just slow.
Well, tough loss for the Sharks tonight, but they did shine in some of the stats, especially in the faceoff. Tonight, the San Jose Sharks led in faceoffs 54% to 46%, hits 13 to 11, and takeaways 6 to 5, while the Ducks led in block shots 18 to 10 and giveaways 15 to 13. Both teams were tied at shots at 30 each. And now for the three stars of the game. The number one star from tonight is the goalie for the Anaheim Ducks, and that's Lukas Dostal, who made 30 saves and was 100% on save percentage. The number two star, also from the Duck, is Isaac Lundstrom, who scored that game-winning goal, and he was plus one tonight. And the third star is from the San Jose Sharks, and that's Vitek Vanacek, who made 28 saves on 29 shots. He was 0.966 save percentage. Well, we will see you again on October 20th. Sharks are now going on a three-game road trip, but on October 20th, they'll take on the Colorado Avalanche right here at the SAP Center. Well, thank you for watching, and for those of you who are listening to our audio on the Sharks Audio Network, thank you for listening.
Thanks for watching INDTV USA. Share your comments below, subscribe to our YouTube channel, follow us on Twitter and Facebook.